بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. Appreciation brings increase. We show gratitude. We are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really this gratitude and appreciation that we show to Allah ta'ala, the more we think about it, the more we come to this conclusion that we are deficient. We cannot show the type of appreciation that Allah ta'ala deserves. Within a favor is a favor. A favor within a favor. So there's so many reasons for us to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all it requires of us is a little bit of reflection. Little reflection, and we come to the conclusion that we need to be grateful. One is we think about our own selves. Our own selves. Fi anfusikum afala tubsirun. Right. Allah Ta'ala allowed our limbs to be right. Right. That's His grace. Then together with that, He's given us occupations. That's another grace, it's another blessing. Through that occupation, He has made our livelihood easy, manageable. Right? And in the process of acquiring livelihood, He has granted us respect and honor. Right? So within a favor, you will see favor. Favor within a favor. And all the time. This is just one example I'm showing you. But you take up any other example and you will find favors within favors, favors within favors. Unending. The month of Ramadan, millions and billions of creation of Allah Ta'ala, all scattered out. From all the creation, He's chosen us to be men. Right? That's a favor in itself. That from men, He's chosen us to be Muslims. And then from Muslims, He's chosen us to be those that will observe the rozas and fast, right? Then from those that are fasting, He's chosen us to be in His house. Right? So there's favors within favor. Carry on thinking in this manner and analyzing so many creations. They don't have any arrangements made for their meals. We look at the birds that are flying wild, right? There is no such a thing that they have made arrangements for their breakfast, for their lunch, or for their supper, for their protection, nothing. If they have some meal now, the next meal they have to hunt for it again. And if they have the meal at lunch, then they have to hunt for another meal. Then they have to look for a sanctuary and a place as an abode. But you compare yourself against them. So many things. You open up your grocery cupboard and you find there's so much of groceries, so much of things lying there that really you get puzzled. What must I eat? What must I leave out? You are confused. You are perplexed for that moment. So he's given so much, favors within favors, favors within favors, and unending favors. لا أحصي ثناءً عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. Really, we cannot enumerate the gratitude that Allah Ta'ala deserves, type of appreciation, the thanks that He deserves, we can't. In the month of Ramadan, one is the group that will be submissive, will understand and appreciate the command of Allah Ta'ala. They will respect it and they will honor it. Right? So Allah Ta'ala has been graceful to them, He has been merciful to them. Then there is the other group that is not concerned whatsoever. It's a command of Allah Ta'ala, but is not concerned. Then you get those that will break their rozas and their fasts, or they will not keep fast at all, but they will do it discreetly without making a publicity of it. And you'll get the next group who will publicly do it. They'll be defiant about it. Now here, this is a mistake that we make, generally all of us. Many of us have the attitude that, well, he has to lie in his grave, I have to lie in my grave. He is doing something, then that is his business, and let me mind my business. I mustn't be concerned, and I mustn't be consumed with worry for that person. We don't apply this principle in every situation. This type of rule, this type of principle, we don't apply it in all situations. If we are living in a flat and one flat catches on fire, none of us will say that, well, that is his problem, he needs to sort his life out. None of us will tell that. Because we know if we don't contain this fire, then this time it will move on and we will become the next victim very shortly. So we know about that, we will go and extinguish that fire. So similar is the case of sin. When one person is doing it, then it is the work of the rest of the Muslim to try and correct him. Right? Obviously, people will have different type of potentials, different type of capacity. Hudhud is a small bird, right? And she sees a community that is engaged in shirk. It doesn't have the muscle, it doesn't have the clout, it doesn't have the power to go and stop them straight. So it refers this problem to Sulaiman alayhi salam, that this is a situation, do something about it. So every person can do something, and he can do something according to his capacity. He can stop, he can correct, he can rectify. In your own house you can do some things. Can't we do in our own homes? Within our own homes, within our own house, we can do something. With our extended friends, our children, our friends, we have the influence over them. They are working for us. We can influence them. After all, when we need to influence them for more work, then we know how to incentivize them, how to motivate them. For doing a little bit of more work, we can do it. So the same type of incentivize, can't we use the same strategy in our subordinates? You know, all right, we can't be too hard. For some reason or the other, child may rebel, or the consequences may not be too pleasant. So can't we use another method for the same end? It's an end, we need to bring the child or the person to that end. One method, we fail. Can't we use another method? Can't we use the third method? Can't we consult someone? Can't we discuss someone that is more well acquainted with the situation? The child goes into some wrong habits, right? And we become uneasy until the child is not settled. For example, he's gone and is mixing up with the wrong type of friends, right? Gangsters or something. Or he's getting into politics and he knows that this is a dangerous field, it's a dangerous game, right? He knows what this can lead him to. I mean, result in the loss of life. So So we will persuade him. If he can't go straight, we'll get someone else to persuade him, to make him understand, and give him some understanding, some reasoning. But strangely, when it is a matter of deen, then our behavior, our response is totally different. So now he has to lie in his grave, and we need to lie in our grave. So when we have this type of an approach, then you will find that Allah Ta'ala's punishment will be generalized. Allah Ta'ala's punishment will be generalized. That the commands of Allah Ta'ala are being broken openly. People are defiant, open defiance. They are concerned. And then you don't even bat an eye when you see the command of Allah Ta'ala being violated, being broken down, being demolished openly in your presence, but you don't do anything about it. Within your capacity, you do something. Everybody does something within his capacity, then you will get some direction. Within your capacity, who you can reach up to, who you can talk to. Here, just two things are required. One is a little bit of reflection. Everybody doesn't know how to make the approach. One person makes an approach, he makes a wrong approach. He doesn't know how to make an approach. In place of doing things, making things, he will break things. So you get that type of person, unfortunately, who doesn't know approach. He doesn't know how to confront a situation. That is one class of people, that he doesn't know how to confront a situation. You're going to get up people for namaz now, for example, and you're spraying water on them. To get them for namaz, you're spraying water. Obviously, the responses will be different. Others are hitting you, there'll be a fight, there'll be an uproar. So that is one response, and there is a gentle response. So if you don't know you don't know how to confront a situation, then consult with someone. Someone experienced, someone that is knowledgeable, someone that has got some understanding, then consult with him, speak to him. Or this is a situation, what do we do? So one is to look for a suitable solution. If you can't understand it, then ask someone. That's one. And number two, after you look for a suitable solution, then make dua, stand up and make two rakats of namaz. Make dua for the person. How many of us take the pain to do these type of things? Stand up, read two rakats of namaz, beg to Allah Ta'ala. But we are very quick to cry. The Muslims are being persecuted, Palestine, this country and that country, and how Muslims are being persecuted. But then what is bringing about this persecution, we are not looking. The hadith is saying very clearly, أَوْلَا يُشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ. If you're not going to do this, then Allah Ta'ala is going to bring about a general punishment. It's going to affect everybody, the pious, the impious, the good, the bad, everybody is going to get affected. Right, we understand that everybody is not cut out for commanding and enjoining or prohibiting. Everybody is not cut out for it. We accept that, we acknowledge that. But I say, one is we can do something within our capacity. Right? Within our capacity, we can do. So now, in our own home, a child is doing something wrong. All right, there's a cell phone that is going, and the child has got a musical tone. You can't stop it, can't be stopped that. You can see that there's a musical tone going, and the child is playing with something that's not appropriate, so can't be stopped him from doing that. Or he's looking at something on the cell phone that is not right, and we know it's not right what he's watching. Can't be stopped that. So, to the extent that we can stop the wrong is a fire. Now, we're not going to say, let him just amuse himself with that fire. You're not going to say that, just let him amuse himself with a gun, because you know, it can be you that can be the victim, like it can be himself that can be the victim of that gun. So you know it's dangerous, you know the potential, so you will stop it. And then you will use different approaches. You will become uneasy, you will become perturbed, you will become sleepless, until you don't get some sanity in a situation. Some situation, get some sanity, get some understanding, get some clarification. So one is the approach, that is very important. Within our capacity, we make an approach, confront a situation. And number two is take out the time to make dua for that person. Now what we will do is, we will try and belittle that person. Imagine now, two people committed the same wrong. It was your son or your daughter, and there was a stranger. Both committed the same sin, both had a phone, or some wrong type of relationship. Friendship with the wrong people, wrong type of people, right? So how would you respond if it is an outsider, and how would you respond if you it was your own daughter? But your own daughter, your own child, in a discreet way, without hurting your reputation and izzat, somehow you will try and convince that girl that she mustn't do such a thing. But if an outsider says, well, I must fix this person up, put him or put her in her place, and then we'll go on disgrace, we'll go on a smear campaign, we'll go and humiliate. Now that person becomes spiteful, even and humiliated the person, whoever it may have been, but you humiliated, even and disgraced them, even on a smear campaign, even and tell the whole world about the whole thing. Now, the person says, well, this person doesn't like me. He doesn't like me, therefore he is trying to humiliate me, he's disgracing me, he's going on a smear campaign against me. So now, the good that you could have acquired, that is lost. So one is we work within our potential, within our capacity, but in a reasonably good manner. Not in a way to hurt, to belittle, to disgrace, to humiliate. That's not Islam, that's not Deen. That's humiliation. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi, he advised one person, if you are advising, then you will talk to the person quietly, secretly, you will tell him, try and sort it out. But if you want to humiliate him, then in public you will tell him, hey, don't do this. So there is a way. Yes, if that wrong is taken place in the public, then you publicize it, then it's wrong. Everybody know. Everybody, it's the presence of everybody. You know, someone is playing with a musical tone, right? Cell phone is playing, but he's doing it publicly in the masjid. So because it's a public thing, it's a public place, now you will publicize that this is wrong. Because if you want to keep quiet, then the rest of the jamaat will feel, okay, well, to play around with this type of phone is permissible. They will get the wrong end of the stick. So because it's done publicly, you will rectify it publicly. But if it's done quietly, secretly, just you that know about it, you got to know about it, in a respectable manner, in a nice manner, approachable, good manner, you go and rectify that situation. That person will be more appreciative, he'll be very appreciative. Generally, a Muslim is appreciated. But Jazakallah, thanks to bring it to my attention. I'll try and work upon this. So somehow, you look for a solution. And the second is, then make dua for that person. Read 2 rakat namaz, 1 time, 2 times. Be kind to the person. Do something that he feels that there is a friendship between you and him. Hazrat Thani Sahib rahmatullah alayh had to lecture in Aligarh University. So one student, he got up and he says to Mulana, that I hear that you don't like the Aligarh students. So Mulana says, yes, I don't like their actions. I don't like their deeds. Their persons, then I'm not against their person. But their deeds, obviously, if the deed is wrong, then we condemn the deeds. We can't condone a deed that is wrong. But the person himself, I got nothing against the person himself. So the student then asks Hazrat Mawlana, for example, what wrong do you see? Take me as an example. What wrong do you see in us that you condemn and you dislike and you disapprove? So Mawlana says that there are some things that are visible, it's clean shaven. There are some things that are clean, that are visible, clear, and some things that are not very clear. Right? So he asks, Mawlana, but do explain that to us. So Mawlana says, it's not appropriate for me to explain that to you. Why? The reason is that there isn't a familiarity between me and you. We don't have a relationship, we don't have an affinity, we don't have familiarity. When we don't have that familiarity, then that attar is too strong. Yeah? Please. The attar is too strong. Give me a headache. Please explain. So when we don't have a familiarity, we're not familiar with each other, and when we don't have an understanding, we're not familiar, and we don't enjoy the type of relationship, if I'm going to correct you now, then you will feel that this person, he's biting me. Because we don't enjoy that type of relationship, that type of friendship. Why is he telling me? He's telling it because he wants to push me down. He wants to run me down, that's why he's saying these things. The reason is that there isn't a friendship, there isn't a relationship. Now when there isn't a relationship, then I can't specify the problem. I can say in a general way, alright, brothers must keep beards. Right? That's a general. But I can't be now specific. If I'm going to be specific, it's going to be dangerous. Why is it going to be dangerous? Because you will feel that because I have a hatred towards you, therefore I'm correcting you. Right? This is how he will construe it. So, I'm not going to win, he's not going to win. I'm not going to get anything, you're not going to get anything. Right? Sometimes it happens in a madrasa, in a school. Teacher is reprimanding the child. Child becomes a little bit defiant. So, now the teacher feels that my authority is going to be undermined. So, gives him a good beating up. But in this day and time, now, if you're going to give a beating to the child generally becomes even more defiant in this time. Right? He'll become even more defiant. So when he's going to become more defiant, and you know that he's going to become more defiant, he's going to become more spiteful, then why should we adopt that method? Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he's Ustad. Perhaps he was learning Hifz or something by him. So he picked up the stick to hit a child. So the child defended himself, he held the stick. So the Ustad left the stick. And he says, Ab to marne ka zamana khatam ho gaya. Now the time for hitting is gone. The time for hitting and beating has expired. The reason now is that if Mullah is going to hit him now, if this Ustad is going to hit him now, he will try to impress upon him that I am the Ustad here. I am the teacher. And the child is not going to take the beating in the stride that he needs to take it. He needs to take it, no, this is a blessing. He's doing it for my good. And I'll become a better person if I take this hiding. He's not taking that stride. This person is hitting me, he's trying to push me down. I'll fix him up. I will fix him up. He doesn't like me. And that Ustad, what he's doing, he's hitting him to show that I am the person that is in charge. So, it's a power struggle, see, it's a power struggle. When there is this type of power struggle, the child doesn't benefit, nor does the Ustad benefit. Now the Ustad has to be one more intelligent, one more sensible, more understanding. Alright, the idea is we need to get the child to a certain goal. I tried this method here, this method is failing. Now, what other method can I use to get this child to the same goal? The idea is to get him to learn. He's not doing the work, right? And the idea is to get him to do the work. I use this approach here, it's not working on him. He's going to become spiteful, he's going to become stubborn. Now what method must I use to get him to the same goal? So the teacher needs to be very, very alert, open-minded, must come into the class with an open mind, not with a closed mind. Hey, now I need to show them that I am the boss. I call the shots. Okay? A class is not a boss situation, boss and an employee situation. It's not a, not that. They are going to take it, they look at you differently. When they look at you differently, then you need to take them into your confidence. Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayh is explaining one masla to his class. But the child didn't understand it. So Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayh went on explaining him approximately 40 times. And this child couldn't just get it. children couldn't get the concept. So Imam Shafi Rahmatullah says, no, perhaps I need to teach the student afterwards. And he taught him after, and he got it straight away. I read this incident, I thought to myself, the reason behind it is, you see, you're teaching a class, and now you're paying attention to one child. Right? So the child is not only paying attention to the lesson, but he is also cognizant of the other students that are around him. He's feeling ashamed, now I'm being addressed. I'm being addressed. And I can't get it still. So, one is the stress that comes with it, and the other is that he can't get the concept. So he's stressed out. Now when the stress was removed and he explained to him personally, now he got it one shot, he got it right. Now that was the kamal, the perfection of Imam Shafi Rahmatullah. He understood that now this person is feeling stressed perhaps. And because he's feeling stressed, therefore he can't grasp the concept. So now I need to change my approach in order to get him to the same goal. So the ustad, the teacher, the one that is instructing, he needs to understand, I need to sell this. I am the business. And the business needs to sell. See that that thing is marketed. And the marketing is done in such a way that if the trend has changed, I will change. I will change the thing. I need to push that thing. How must I push it? I know there's a potential client. Yeah, he's coming to my shop. And I tried one method, it's not working. Let me try another method. Third approach, fourth approach. I will apply one approach and it'll come right. So now that's a successful teacher. Now for this you don't need to have so much of psychology and philosophy and all that. Like it's a trend nowadays. Yeah? You go and learn philosophy and psychology and all that. And then you apply it to the book. So now do this, then do this, do this, and it's not like that. You have to use your mind. Yeah? You have to use your mind. Now what will go here? How will it work? What type of approach? So anyway, I was getting at this Padma Thami Rahmatullahi and that university student. So Murad explains to him, see, we don't enjoy a relationship. You don't know, from before this, you don't know me and I don't know you. Today I came here, I addressed you all, so now you got to know me. But there isn't that familiarity. Now I'm going to tell you something that's wrong in you, then you will take it personal. And you will feel, no, I'm against you. When you feel that I'm against you, then there's going to be a further gap between me and you. The gap between me and you is going to be furthered. So then he asks, alright then, what's the method? If I need to learn my weaknesses, then how must I learn my weaknesses? That's a valid question. The first approach, the student understood, no, it's not going to work out. Because he will feel that Mawlana is being too personal. The other approach is that you come and live with me for some time, 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, 40 days. In this period, in this duration, there will be a familiarity. You will get to know me, I will get to know you. We'll begin to love each other. See, this thing here, the same incident can be extended to other situations as well. There's a marital situation. You can see now there's some problem in the house. And now you in a circumstance, see, understand the circumstance that you are living in. Where women have got so many rights and so many powers, got so much things up their sleeves, they're listening to so many stories. Then you want to now rule with an iron fist. And you're going to break things at home. You're going to spoil things at home. And so, for the teacher, it's very, very important that he understands circumstance. He doesn't understand circumstance, and he's going to be a failure. He must understand siyaq. He must understand circumstance. He must understand the context that you're working in. It's the context that you're working in. Now, you don't know the context, and you just want to let it drive. So you're going to spoil things at home. Now, you need them to do something. Now, how are you going to work? What is your limitation? How much do you work? There was one family woman, or family girl. Unfortunately, she got married overseas, right? In a home, no roza, no namaz, nothing. Absolutely no roza, no namaz, absolutely nothing. So she phoned up what to do. The advice that was given to her is, don't break the marriage. But you show them all the respect, you show them all the kindness. all the love you show them, and you conduct your ta'aleem. If they listen to you very well, brothers, don't push your luck. Don't push your luck. Don't you push your luck, but you conduct your ta'aleem. In a matter of 2 years, that whole house, they began to revolve, taking 4 months every year. In a matter of 2 years. Every person was taking a turn. Forget tahajjud namaz and five-time namaz. Now they become such that everybody is insisting that I need to go out for 4 months. Everybody. How it happened? A little bit of love, affection. But the worldly items, you don't need to manipulate with worldly items. See, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Hazrat Fatima, Sali mim mali ma shi'ti. Well, ask whatever you want. La unqidhuki minan nar. But remember, I won't be able to guard you against Jahannam. But wealth, take as you want. Now, if you want to use the wealth as a lever, you do this, you'll get this. You do this, police, you see. Now, that police attitude doesn't work. We need to understand. Don't need to be like fundamental, so thick in the skull there. Nothing penetrates. One method is not working out. You can see it's not working out with the family. But now you're going to push. Try. No, I am the one. I put on the pants. And I make the rules here. Don't have that approach. You have to get them to work for deen. But how? All right. She's brought up like this. She likes this. How to get them? You'll try. Man is superior, right? Woman is sharp, but man is superior. Woman is sharp. Is shrewd, right? They're very shrewd. They got their shrewdness. That's their nature. You can't stop that. They got their shrewd ways. Very, very shrewd ways. In the Bani Israel, one woman was guilty of fornication, you see. So, the husband suspected that my wife is guilty of fornication. So it was well known that there is a certain mountain. If you go there and if you take an oath on a lie, the mountain will just open and you will be sunk in. Right? So it was a well-known fact in the Bani Israel that this is that mountain. You go and take a false oath there. Right? So the husband challenged the wife, or let's go to this mountain and we'll take the oath. Wife said, it's on, we'll go to the mountain. Now the wife, like I say, they're very shrewd. They got something. She told her lover in the quiet, you see, on a certain day, we'll be going to this mountain, you see. And we'll need, as I see it, we'll need a mount. So you must pretend to be a porter. Right? Because we'll need, now to go to that mountain, we need to have a porter. So you must pretend to be a porter. And then, she worked the whole thing out, she explained the whole thing. Alright. Now, they come to that mountain and this porter is there, he's available. So he's taking the husband and the wife. He's leading them. As they approaching that spot where they take that qasam, they take that oath, what she did is, under some pretexts, she fell off. And in the old days, they were wearing clothes, loose garments, you know, loose garments. So when she fell off, her body was revealed, you see. Whole body was revealed. Now it's a time to take an oath. So obviously, this happened in front of the porter, the husband and the wife. So, the husband takes his oath. And now it is the turn for the wife to take the oath, right? When the wife takes the oath in this way. Oh Allah, if there's anybody else besides this porter that had seen my body, may I be sunken now. May I be sunken now if there's anybody else besides this porter and my husband that seen my body. See that? They're very shrewd, very, very, very shrewd. Oh, that's woman's tabiat. Right? And you're not going to get it out of them. Right? In the hadith also, you hear about that incident of that honey. Right? Akaltal Maghafir. It's a very famous incident. So that's woman's nature. Inna kayda kunna azim. The Quran Sharif speaks about it, that their shrewdness. They're very shrewd. And it's great. They can deceive any man. So what I'm getting at, we need to get the house right. Now, how do we get it right? Do we want to use that iron first? And what will happen if we use that? Now, they expose to so many things. Na'uzubillah, this woman will say, no, Christianity and Westernism have given better rights to women than Islam. What are you doing? You are taking that poor girl, you're taking from Islam to Kufr. From Islam to Kufristan you are taking. But that's your stupidity, naivety. I don't say that you don't mean good. You mean good, but the approach is not right. You use an approach, now look to how you can turn something, adjust here, adjust there. And then when you want things, then you want it straight away. When a good plate of food, you want it, must have it. Everything else, then you can compromise. But you want your good food, you want it, and you want, must have it straight away. Everything else you can compromise. And they're the smallest thing they're making wrong, and then you're ready to give it to them. Now, how are you going to get deen working in that house? Tell me. Can you get deen working? You can't get working. They will think, no, you're a monster. And they will grow up to hate you. Your wife will hate you. And the children are in the care of the wife. When the children are moreover in the care of the wife, they're going to grow up to hate you. So everybody hates you. The wife will hate you. Your children will hate you. So you are something that is disgusting. Nobody loves you. But who's done this? It's you that has done that. On the one end, you can't do without a woman. Because you know, if you're going to be without a woman, you will feel very uneasy. It's likely that you will fall into sin. But you can't adopt all what they are saying. But how do you reconcile the both? You will sit down and think. If you can't, then you must consult. All right, how do I do it? I've got a problem. How do you think? Either if you can't get it, then you ask someone. In this world, you either be a leader or one that is led. If you can't find a solution, then ask someone. You have to come to Smingo, then you either know the road. If you don't know the road, then ask someone. Now you don't know the road and you're just going in circles. 2 hours you will take chakkar, you won't find the road. So this is the qaida, this is the rule, this is the system. In the world, either do it yourself or ask someone. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. You'll have these two class of people. The one that knows it, the one that doesn't know it. The one knows it, he doesn't need further direction. And the one that doesn't know it, he must consult. We need to understand, we need to make that working. That house must go. It must go according to the sunnah, according to the sharia, according to the way of our kawi. But how will it happen? You're going to look, we know that we can't work it, make it work, then ask someone. Think about it carefully, leave that spite and the grudging feeling around, leave it out. Put yourself into that situation. Now, you don't do that, then you'll make a monster for yourself. And may Allah Ta'ala protect. Mustafa Rahmatullah should say, sometimes that wrong is contained within, you see. Like the rot sometimes is within, so you don't see the decay, right? But then that decay begins to spread. And the stench is so strong that it goes into the whole town. Right? The fruit, inside there's a decay, you can't see it, can't perceive it. But then it begins to spread out. When it spreads out, that stench that comes out, that is given off, is going to go into the entire town. The whole world is going to talk about it. So the sensible thing was to try and nip it in the bud. When you can see there's a rot now, you can sense it, there's a problem. Let me start it now. Let me try and cure this approach, that approach, this method, that method. Consulted, spoke to her, discussed. You will come to something, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala willing. Like I said, use the right approach and make dua. Work within your capacity. Use the right approach and then make dua for them. Do we do this type of thing? So anyway, this person asked Mulana, what do I do? How do I get this sorted out? So I say, you come and live with me sometimes. So there will be a familiarity that will be developed between both of us. You will understand me, I will understand you. You will feel then that I'm your friend. I'm not a stranger to you. I'm not your enemy. I'm not spiteful towards you. I mean well for you. I mean well for you. Like for example, a doctor shows you your weakness, right? So, for him showing you, pointing out your weakness, you will pay him. Why? Because you feel, no, he's showing me for my own good. You have the degree of confidence. But a strange man comes and says, hey, you got a sawyer. What are you worried about me? You worry about yourself. A stranger comes and tells you the same thing, your response is different. But the doctor tells you, he wishes well for me. He's telling me something for my own good, for my own future. He's telling me. So I have the degree of confidence when I hear, listen to him. Then I want to do that. Understand? So now this is the little bit of foresight, a little bit of understanding that we need to employ. Furthermore, Qasim Sahib Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, before he opened the madrasa in Deoband, he was doing some work. He was working with someone in Meerut. There was another person that was working with Mulana, and his way was all completely off. Clothing, his dressing, his hair, all everything was off. So Mulana befriended the person. Now Mulana's got a goal. You see, he's got a goal. Now the goal you don't tell straight away. Later on it will surface. So Mulana befriended him. So much so that if Mulana needed to bath, and he will fetch the water, help him out. That zamana, you didn't have taps and all that, you see. And if Mulana needed water, he would get also. The friendship grew. So when Mulana seen now, this person has I've got him in my confidence. Now one day Mulana told him, that, you know, it doesn't sound right that when our friendship is so thick, then our ways must be different. Then what I need to do is to use your type of hairstyle, you know, punk hairstyle, you know, right? And your type of clothing, you know, like pink and maroon and all these people wear. So I need to wear your hairstyle, your type of clothing. Then the friendship is true because now we are two friends. You going on, you're in a different tangent, I'm going in a different, it doesn't. So that friend began to cry. Samara, I am off. I am really off. You on the right. I need to abandon all this. He made tawbah and came right. But it's an approach. I'm saying what I'm saying. Mu'ana saying, you know, haram. You're not supposed to do this. You're my friend here. You're doing this thing here. So you're going to break. You're not going to get anything you're going to break. We need to understand that we don't have the type of strength. We don't have the type of might. Forget the rest, in the rest of the world, not even in our own homes. We don't have the might. We don't have the clout. We don't have the support of the government. Nobody's going to support you. You need to look out for a way how you're going to get it working. You can't find it. You consult. Fas'alu ahla dhikr in kuntum la ta'lamun. It's two approaches. You find it yourself. You can't find it. Then ask someone. Otherwise, you don't do it. Then look 10 years from now. 10 years from now, then you're going to have regrets. You will be... You know, it's not good to mention. But I tell you of good people's homes. They broke. And shattered, you know. And then the family members come and cry here. They come and tell us what was going on. See, the father was very strict. He's deeni conscious. And but the children say, their personal confession. Father is doing his work and all that. What we do? We take a ladder, go into the neighbor's yard. We do the worst things. Everything, for the pawn, everything, we're doing it and just dump it into the yard and come back. And we're doing it for years. We're doing all these stupid things for years. Now that we're married, he can't tell us one thing. We'll show him how we'll dress how we want. Man is crying tears of blood now when he sees his children dressed up in that way. But he can't do anything. You want to see them on the right way. But from now, you need to plan out. Work it out, all right? Now they're 8 years, 9 years, 10 years of age. Another 10 years, they're going to get married. They're going to go to homes, right? How do I want to see them? I want to see them that they be qurratu ayun. They be the comfort of my eyes. Or I want to see them that they be the saw of my eye. So if you want that, then this is the way. So Muraj tells this person here that this is how it's going to work. That familiarity will grow. You will know that I wish well for you. When you are confident, absolutely clear that I wish well for you, if I'm going to point out your mistake then wholeheartedly you will accept it. You see, the Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar, you have to do it. But with this changing circumstances, when you don't have this any power, any might, nobody is supporting you, then you have to think now how to work it out. In one zamana, one method worked out. Bhai Padia when he came in the 60s, right? So he's a family member, and I know the woman at that time. Some of them were wearing short sleeve sleeves or something, right? They were very conscious about speaking to strangers and all that. But now, in their homes, they were wearing this type of clothing. So he condemned that. He didn't like it. His own family, you would find a dress, you would go and take it and burn it or cut it up. But now you do it today, will it work out? Will that work out now? It's not going to work out. In that zamana, for that time, for that period, for that family, it worked out. People had the type of understanding, the type of respect, it worked out. Now it's not working out. You get to the same end, but use a different approach. Allah Ta'ala.